Oh yeah, how much does winning mean to you?
For me, I made this note. I
said, interesting. Oh, you did.
The joy of playing makes winning secondary.
Yeah.
And that's your quote
for the day. But it's long.
Okay, pressure on Noy. How much does winning mean to you?
Everything.
Hello and welcome from Metro Manila, Philippines. This is Cardboard Buzz. Let's get going.
Hello everyone and welcome to Cardboard Buzz, where we talk about the latest board game buzz while we're getting buzzed from the drinks we're having. And this time, we're eating pizza. on that note, if you hear some crunching, some chewing, or you know, some drinking as usual, just forgive us. But you know, this is how we do it. Oh, this wow. is how we record the Cardboard Buzz for a reason. Mm-hmm. But yeah. So hello everyone, I'm Ivan, and with me of course is Drew.
Hello.
And oh. Noy.
Hey, sorry, you just dropped my onions.
And today we're talking about the hotness, of course, the hottest game as per the Board Game Geek. Our featured topic, which is in the segment called Voice of the Meeple, and what got us buzzing this week.
Board.
Alright, guys, yep. So let's start with the hotness. As per BoardGameGeek.com, our database for everything board game related, mm-hmm. I have a game for you that's on their hotness list. Mm-hmm. And let me start with giving you the category. Because I don't think you would like it. It's economic. It's environmental.
Let me just stop you there.
And industry manufacturing. But let me tell you about the mechanisms.
Sige.
It's action or movement programming. It's route or network building.
I like the program.
It has variable player powers. Mm-hmm. And it's worker placement. Okay.
Now, sounds heavy.
Yeah.
It kind of is. Okay. Let me, since you said that. The weight is listed as 3.8 over 5.
Holy crap!
So it's kind of heavy. But let me read the description for you. Mm. In the dystopic 1930s, the Industrial Revolution pushed to the limit the exploitation of fossil-based resources. Mm. And now, only powerful and unlimited hydroelectric energy is available to fulfill the thirst for power of the massive machines and unstoppable engineering progress.
Wow, so they actually ran out of fossil fuel that early.
Yeah, 1930s. Pa lang, huh? Grabe ang greed ng human race.
1930s is a Great Depression.
Mm.
Yeah.
This sounds a lot like a power grid.
Mm, kind of, yeah. Right, so the name of the game is Barrage. It's
Barrage Obama?
Wait, how do you spell it?
Barrage. B-A-R-R-A-G-E.
A barrage. It's okay, barrage. Okay.
Yeah. It's a resource management and strategic placement game in which players compete to build their majestic dams, raise them to increase their storing capacity of water, and deliver all that power through tunnels connected to powerhouse energy turbines. So,
yeah,
your classic Euro kind of game with an industrial theme.
Sounds administrative.
Mm.
Yeah, I'm okay with it. I'll give it a shot. Pero
yeah,
with a 3.8 heaviness, that's gonna be tough.
Yeah.
And one thing to be said about the weight in BGG naman is complexity rating. As per them, it's how difficult the game is to understand.
Right.
Yeah. So the heavier, the higher the barrier, basically.
Yeah.
Pero there are games kasi that feels heavy in strategy.
Yeah.
Though yung main mechanics na is very easy lang. The things you do on your turn is very easy. Pero it feels heavy kasi lang yung choices or whatever.
Feels tedious.
Yeah.
So could be. I don't know if there's there's a lot of like hydro plant fans out there.
Yeah, exactly.
Ooh, yeah.
It's like running your own dam.
There is
hydro plant.
Yeah,
it is.
Power grid is power plants.
Yeah.
There is Manhattan Project, which is I think power plants then nuclear plants.
But this would definitely appeal to people who are into like economic games.
Yeah, right.
So heavy sure. Euro gamers.
Heavy Euro gamers.
For sure.
I guess if you play Brass.
Mm-hmm.
Or any
of those trains or at least network building games. And another one, because I want to mention this one again. I've mentioned this before on a previous hotness, pero kasabay kasi siya ng tapestry. Pero so hindi tayo masyadong nag-detail sa kanya.
Right.
Pero this one is the sci-fi game. Also heavy, 3.8-ish. It has dice rolling, hand manage, and tile placement. Yeah. The name of the game is Black Angel.
Ooh. Okay.
Right?
Okay.
Nice name, diba? Okay. So the Black Angel is the first intergalactic frigate in history. And it transports the genetic heritage of humanity beyond known worlds over a journey that is likely to last several thousand years. So a few of, at least my personal go-to for reviewers,
right.
One of them is Rado, from Rado Runs Through, said this is his 2019 game of the year.
Really?
Yeah, which, kaya gusto ko siya i-mention ulit.
Hmm.
Kasi, I mean, syempre, iba-iba rin naman ang preference ng tao. If,
sure.
If you ask me, my 2019 game of the year is Res Arcana. Kasi, I mean, that's, yung ganung weight na yun is yung, yung sweet spot for me eh. Pero,
sure. Right.
For it to be mentioned, you know, to be up in the running for that. And of course, Tapestry would be there at some point.
We haven't played it yet.
I guess nadadala ko ng hype eh. Yeah. Pero, yeah. Pero, wala, I'm looking forward to it. But yeah, that's Black Angel and Barrage. What do you think?
Sounds interesting. Those are some heavy words to say that's your game of the year. I'd love to see it. Then when that's a copy, or maybe check out the reviews for it.
Yeah. Something to look forward to.
The we're almost done with the year also. How time flies.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
September 8th na.
And it's
speaking of Tapestry, for those who are looking to get a copy of that, check out our new section, our new episode of for Cardboard News, if you want to get your own copy before the pre-selling ends.
That's right. So that's the previous episode, Cardboard News, where we talked about the latest news, basically, in board gaming. And yeah, how about you, Noy? Do you have something for Barrage and Black Angel?
Well, for sure, Black Angel picks my interest because sci-fi the setting and everything, and it sounds like you're trying to in essence, colonize because you have your human race's DNA and
exactly.
The theme is really
But
yeah, for sure, if this guy, I'm not really, I don't really know who this guy is. But if it says, it's 2019's game of the year,
That would be an interesting conversation to have. Let us know in the comments. Who do you think is so far in the running for Game of the Year for 2019?
Who's your 2019 Game of the Year?
Yeah.
That could be a future episode.
Yeah.
But yeah, if you have anything to say about these games, guys, let us know.
I haven't played a lot of space themed games.
Yeah, actually. Pero I will mention one game later on sa next segment natin, which I feel guilty. Very guilty for not introducing you guys yet. But yeah. Anyway, so that's the hotness. And up next, it's the Voice of the Meeple.
Voice of the Meeple.
Alright, this is one of my favorite segments. For those who don't know, we feature a question that we open up to the Meeple Nation, or the Carpet Nation out there.
Mm-hmm.
And then we read out your answers, the most creative or insightful answers. And for our question of this episode, it is
what are the games that you love but hardly ever win?
Ooh.
And with this belongs the questions as well, that what makes you keep trying to win that game?
Yeah.
What makes you keep playing it? And if you can share with us, I mean, it's up to you, or it's up to everyone here at the table as well. How much does winning mean to you?
Oh, isn't that a different topic altogether? Or?
It's related to winning games.
I can say that,
and not winning games.
I can say that the how it me what how it ranks to me is way different to how it ranks to Noi.
Actually, it's safe to say between this group. Actually, it will be very different.
Yeah, Noi would be that player who Googles. Just to make sure.
Rule clarification.
So yeah, shout out to everyone who answered our questions. Thank you very much for answering our Facebook post. It's one of our most commented questions.
Post topic so far.
It just goes to show that a lot of people have a lot of pent up issues when it comes to losing to their favorite games.
Alright,
so
okay. Let's start off with Drew.
Let's hear the voice of the meeples. An answer from Desky. I noticed that the more you host games that you win, the greater the chances that people stop playing with you.
That's okay, why I don't win.
Yes.
Thank you, Desky, for giving me my reason on why I always lose.
Related to the hosting is to Toby. He says that any game I am teaching new players, the first three games I keep losing as I focus on making sure they get the rules right.
Yes.
And that's also been one of our, I've noticed that, especially for Ivan. Ivan's our,
He likes to teach resident teacher.
Yeah. So is that a common scenario where you're the one teaching, you're so busy making sure that everyone does the right thing?
And answer honestly, I will know.
First shout out to all the game teachers, the one who's taking that responsibility. But yes, of course. Pero I wouldn't say at least for me, I don't feel pressured, but parang nasanay na lang ako when I teach a game. I try to look at what other players are doing to make sure that they're not missing anything.
Yeah.
Okay. Yun lang naman. Parang, I wouldn't exactly go out of my way to say na, uy, para, I put it in a way na it's strategic din at least for me sometimes. Like, right. I'm suggesting things that they can do just in case, you know, they missed it.
Yeah, because you're basically funneling them to do something that will benefit you in the long run. So, sneaky.
Not really, pero minsan it happens that way. That I have to acknowledge as well.
Conveniently.
But that related to that also to teaching. Jason says that his game would be Splendor. Not only loved it, but kept bringing it out because it was easy to teach and I usually lose. So it's more of like, this one we all, if you're a teacher, you usually go with the games that's easy to teach, that's more accessible to people, but not necessarily the best game for you when it comes to win percentage.
Exactly.
Yeah.
How about, you know, are there answers that you like?
Yeah. So there's one from Donovan Babiano.
Mm-hmm.
So I like his answer because it resonated with me. So he said Yokohama. Though dinadaya ako ng mga kalaro ko. And another one is Hansa Teutonica. So yeah, because I know the feeling ng parang dinadaya ka.
That's when you start Googling card mechanics.
But I found it funny.
Noy is our resident rules lawyer. Which, I mean, every group will benefit from it.
Sure. Yeah.
To a certain extent. What's this? Relating to the question as well, we're crossing platforms. The question was asked on Twitter as well.
Shout out to our Twitter respondents.
Yes, we have a few international peeps, international members of the Cardboard Revolution.
That's right.
We're naming a few games.
The Cardboard Nation crosses boundaries.
Yes. Yeah, so here's a response from Alana. So she says that it's less about the winning and more about the fun we had along the way. Yada, yada, yada. But OMG, and then she named the game The Builders. And she can't win and she doesn't know why. And
I know the feeling all too well.
And another one is from Nerdy Bird. And she mentions Star Realms. This is the sci-fi game that I mentioned earlier. It's one of the classic deck building games.
Right.
It's just a two-player game,
which
back and forth lang kayo. And you're basically you're flying out spaceships,
right,
and you're trying to destroy the opponent's base.
Right.
Okay.
So this game has at least for those that doesn't know yet or haven't tried yet, I highly recommend it. There is an Android app for this game as well.
Okay.
A phone app. So if you want to try, it's basic deck building. You use your cards to buy or attack, basically. And this person actually showed her stats, and she has a 50% win rate. Pero the number of games, if I can share it, she won a total of 1,400 games
Holy cow.
Out of 2,800 that she has played.
So that's a lot of games.
That's a lot of games. She's like our
I wouldn't necessarily call it hardly winning though. Yeah, at 50% is actually a good percentage.
In baseball, 33% yung batting average which of a good player.
Right.
Yeah. Winning 50% half the time. That's not bad. Yeah. But yeah,
you're a playoff team.
Yeah. Well, I want to mention and then that she's like Bench, our friend Bench.
Hi, right, Bench.
Na, for a time though, for 2 to 3 years, he was a seven. He was not a board game gamer. He was a Seven Wonders gamer. Because for 2 to 3 years, he just kept playing Seven Wonders.
Really? He was just playing one game?
Yeah.
Wow.
Their group though had hosted tournaments pa, and
they had all the expansions.
Wow.
Yes, they had all the expansions.
Yeah, kudos to you for finding the joy playing.
Yeah,
for a number of years. Yeah.
That brings us to our own answer to the question.
Yeah, go ahead.
I share my answer to also with Jean. We share the same answer. Istanbul would be my favorite game. Mm. It's actually one of my all-time gateway games that got me started seriously. Uh-huh. And I play it, and out of the games maybe I played, I've won like maybe once or twice, but I've played it at least 20 times.
Yeah.
Different people.
Uh-huh.
But it's more of like, because you're also teaching, you get a little fiddly at times. And then, I don't know, man. I just love the mechanics of it. But some people are just way better at it than me.
Yeah.
The other one would be Scythe.
Yeah.
You're not bad at Scythe, man.
Well, I had an advantage. I started with
Okay.
Then I couldn't resist. I couldn't live with that.
Like, so tell our listeners out there what advantage.
So we played Scythe. Well, we got introduced to Scythe by the Manda group. Shout out to Dwayne for teaching us Scythe. Mm-hmm. And then we played it a couple of times. And yeah, I lost. And then we played it with Noi, and then I lost again. way too much. And like, losing would be an understatement. Like, obliterated. And then after that, I couldn't live with just losing the game because I really loved it. So I secretly played the game. Yes, I am that person. Yes, I'm only secretly.
And
I practice because that's how you win, guys. Huh? That's how you win.
By being sneaky.
Yes. No. Winners practice. So I secretly practiced using the online game. Found out a couple of winning combinations.
Did it work? Yeah, it worked.
He got the surprise of everyone.
Yeah, he got. Like, we were just surprised when Drew was really good with Crimea.
Yeah, Crimea.
Like, dude, what? Wait, what? How do
I was
you.
Was doing, like, double third stars.
The hell? That was like we found out months later now. Ah, so you bought the Steam version of it.
They finally found out. Oh, hey, there's an online
bastard.
Cool.
Guys, if you ever love a game, find a way to get good at it through practice.
But, well, that's true. Yeah. You only get good through practice.
My only regret is that I couldn't find an online version of Istanbul. Okay, so that's why.
So for me, it's not really a game. It's more of a genre of the game. So we've already mentioned this before in previous episodes, but with deck building games, I'm really bad. So I don't know why. Parang there's just this disconnect in my head on how to create combos. Like, some people are really good at it. They see a card, they see another card, and they can just like put two and two together, and like they can chain ridiculous amounts of combo.
Mm.
Really? Oh, I don't know. It just doesn't work that way with me. But I can do like two chains at most.
Yeah.
I know someone, a friend of ours, is really good.
Wow.
Like,
yes.
Like, may inis ka na dahil ang galing eh.
Yeah, shout out to you asshole.
It's really good. So with deck building, it just it doesn't really, I don't know. Like one of our responders said, parang they don't know why they can't win the game. Ako, I don't know why I can't.
Yeah.
Because I don't think I'm bad at it. It just doesn't click.
Yeah.
So why do I keep coming back to it? I don't really keep coming back kasi wala mo ng choice kung ganyan gusto nila. But there's one game kasi that I keep coming back to kasi yung DC, yung deck building. Because it's, again, this is DC.
Mm-hmm.
Like weeks earlier that I remember we were playing Dominion a lot.
Yeah. Yes.
So I guess aside from DC, that would be another one that I would keep coming back to.
Mm.
But I feel like I've betrayed the because I've been playing the online version. Yeah. I've been learning the online, but what? At least my friends know. I didn't keep it a secret.
How dare you, sir?
But yeah, so
may,
yeah.
May one thing lang I would like to mention. May something addictive sa deck building.
There is.
Yeah. Like when you, after you play a game, you realize what you have missed. You want to try something else. Yeah. You want to play again.
I guess with deck building, kasi the part of the addiction is like there's so many permutations that you can do.
Yeah.
Right? Because madami sets of cards, not like a board game where there's a set number of tactics that you can do, right? With card games, kasi essentially, there are multiple cards talaga.
Yeah. Related to your answer about game mechanics, so just wanted to add an answer from Marv. He says that dice games.
Mm.
I'm so unlucky with dice games. I remember playing Betrayal with my game group, and I needed to roll anything higher than a 2, so the hunt wouldn't start. Guess what? I rolled a 1. We were killed like 5 moves in because we were so unprepared. Yeah, dice games. Sometimes there's a saying that it's better to be lucky than good. I played games where that is true.
Yeah.
Sometimes it helps. Here's a tip. If you're ever unlucky with a roll, change hands.
That's a tip from Drew that he's been applying for a few games. It kind of works.
Yes. If you're unlucky rolling with your left, roll with your right.
Yeah. Everything helps. Pero in relation to dice rolling, there was a question that was posed. I don't know if you've heard of it. Pero you know how people hate roll to move games? You know, like Monopoly, roll to move.
Yeah.
Pero what are your opinions on roll to hit? On roll or roll to deal damage? Kasi there are games like that as well eh. Pero I mean, I guess the yung majority ng hate is nasa roll to move.
Yes.
Pero lesser yung okay lang sa roll to hit or roll to deal damage.
So my take on that, it's like this this thing with if you guys played yung XCOM, it's the PC version, right?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Or any RPG that's stat based, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Where like for example, let's take Fallout,
mm-hmm.
where you're like point blank range,
mm-hmm.
but you have like maybe 95%.
Right.
I think that's the highest that you can get in Fallout 1, and you miss it. Basically, it's point blank range, and that doesn't really happen in real life.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. Like you wouldn't not like. Yes, chest closed, right? You would not miss at all. Mm. So the purist in me says, oh, well, that's the break of the game. Because it's stat-based, it's math-based, right?
Mm. Yeah.
But at the same time, it's like, shit, it's ridiculous because why why would it happen, right?
Yeah.
But I guess it really depends on... maybe I would err on the side of stats because at the end of the game, board games is number based.
Yeah. Yeah.
So
speaking of XCOM, we played that. Shout out to Sony for letting us play XCOM, this brand new game.
Mm.
Yeah, that sucks.
We tried.
Yeah, we tried.
Then, no.
And speaking of that, there are also people who gave games of co-op games like Michael who said Pandemic. And James says, Time Stories. Di namin alam kung paano tatapusin. That's true. We recently played one and we shared the same problem.
It was really bad.
Yeah.
You run out of time quickly.
Yeah. So it's one thing to play a co-op game and then win. It's another when you play consistently and still lose.
Yeah. Relating to that, actually, my answer would be co-op games as well.
Ooh.
So, my girlfriend and I started playing co-op games together. We played a lot. We even got the legacy version of Pandemic. I think we lost more than we won out of 12 games.
I remember you said
16 games, I think.
It was RV's fault.
No, I didn't say that.
Well, you were there, right?
Actually, I mean, nasa Cebu ka nun eh.
Nung sinabi. Pero no, I mean, co-op games just give... I mean, syempre, extra challenge na siya kasi co-op.
That's true.
Pero, you know, that's the reason as well why I keep playing it. Kasi, you know, the teamwork, you know, working together with everyone, you know, for just a break from the usual competitive side of board gaming.
They do say that.
Who's competitive here? Who's competitive here?
Losing co-op. When you lose to co-op, they say that misery loves company.
Yeah. There you go. So, yeah. And again, of course, yung something that has been mentioned earlier, we, the games that you teach, parang matik, at least for me, matik na sa akin na i-expect ko na that I would lose a game.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Kasi I focused energy on learning it and making sure that, you know, everyone, you know, that I have explained it thoroughly for others to understand.
Yes.
Yeah. So, though minsan may advantage siya kasi I get to learn the rules ahead.
Right.
So, parang while I'm learning the rules, I get to form strategies in my head.
Yeah. Yes.
Pero, but when scenarios, syempre, when there was a, there's a question that I haven't thought of,
yeah,
madi-distract ako. Ah, oh nga, no, was the answer to that.
Yeah, I usually ask questions just to distract.
So, last question, how much does winning mean to you? For me, at least, you know, I play board games for the enjoyment that I got, which is from learning games, discovering new games, and spending time with people, you know, that you like spending time with.
Yeah.
And, you know, something that that's tactile, not through digital means.
Says the guy who plays tabletop simulator.
It's for research purposes. But yeah, I would endorse it.
Cancel ka one time sa amin, sabi mo.
Tabletop na lang. But yeah, how much does winning mean to you?
For me, I made this note. I
said, interesting.
The joy of playing makes winning secondary.
Yeah.
And that's your quote of the day.
Pero haba na lang.
Okay, pressure on Noy. How much does winning mean to you?
Everything. Well, honestly, in every game session that we have, no? Siyempre, you're already spending like, what, how long do we play? Like 5 hours?
5 hours,
right?
A week?
Yeah.
Maybe more.
Yeah. Mm. So in a single day, we play 5 hours or more.
Yeah.
Yes.
So I would like to win at least one of the games at least, because you're already spending that much time, right? Mm. So usually, parang for me, if I win one, okay na ako, parang napabayaan ko na yung other. At least I get one.
Yeah. And you must hate this gaming session kasi you.
Yeah, there are like, there, it's like going to the casino, right?
Yeah.
And some days talaga you don't win.
Yeah.
And you go out, pero parang wala eh. It's the dice. Yeah. But
don't get us wrong though, it's fair for people to want to win. Yeah. I mean, that's normal. You're playing games. Someone would win, someone would
lose. I would rather play with someone who was engaged enough to be.
Yes.
Giving a shot rather than someone who's disconnected.
Because the taste of victory is better when you know you're actually competing against someone who's also trying, rather than someone who's like just phoning it in. But why are we even playing?
Oh, turn ko na pala. So, anything else? I think that would be it.
Yeah.
For the Voice of the Meeples, I hope you like that topic, guys. If you have any suggestions, if you like that topic, let us know.
Yeah. And if you want to suggest any questions that you'd like to submit to the Cardboard Nation, we'd love to post that question in a future episode.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And up next would be, what got us buzzing this week?
Hey, what's buzzing?
Alright, so what got us buzzing this week? Maybe I should start.
Yeah, go.
Alright, so a few things. First is Tapestry. The hype got into me.
Oh, no.
Hindi ko alam kaya.
Got that
hype train. Message ako, uy, labas na yung pre-orders.
Oo nga, pare. Totoo, tutulog ako nga.
Well, ang mahal eh.
By the way, for those who don't know, Ivan has convinced us to co-own a game.
Yes. Four-way.
Four-way split.
I don't know how that's gonna work in the divorce.
Yeah. We'll deal with it then. If it happens. If there's a divorce, it could happen. But yeah. Tapestry. And
let us know if you guys are doing co-owning games also.
Yeah.
Especially for
and how did it go?
Yeah.
This one cost like $5,000, so I wouldn't blame you if you
ended the friendship right there and then.
Yeah. What happened? What will happen? But yeah, and I think the latest game that we played The Quest for El Dorado.
Yes.
I think this is pretty old. Mm-hmm. But I recently played it from Tabletop Simulator, and then I know the rest of the guys because of it being deck building and it being different as a race.
Right.
You know, this is something that would at least interest the guys.
You just found out about the game through Tabletop. I tried the game from Tabletop Simulator.
Yeah.
And that's what got you hooked into buying a second hand.
Yeah, I thought I wouldn't like it, kasi, actually. So I put off trying it.
Here's the thing though, it's an interesting trivia. Ivan didn't know that he actually owns now 3 Mayan themed games. The first one, the other one was
well, not Mayan specifically, like, but more of like American, explorer,
South American ish.
Yeah, so the other ones is
Tolkien,
then the other one Lost Cities, yeah. And now Quest for El Dorado. Yeah. So without knowing, or consciously shopping around for a specific
thing. Nagkataon lang. Yeah, which is
interesting. Nice. Yeah. Sometimes maybe you like one game that it bleeds over to other subconsciously try to look for those games.
Did you like Indiana Jones by growing up? Have you seen the movies? Not really.
Maybe I would. No.
But have you seen any of them?
No, I don't think so. I know Indiana Jones.
Yeah.
That's a cover version of Lost Cities.
That's true.
Okay, explorer.
Let us know if you know and you can recommend any other explorer, Mayan theme, or South American theme that maybe Ivan will get.
Yeah. Actually, there's a Dora Explorer movie coming out.
One thing, there's a game called Discoveries, The Journals of Lewis and Clark.
Ooh.
Which is exploration.
US,
Native
American,
Americans.
North America.
That I've been eyeing for a while now. Mm-hmm. Well, hindi ko pala kasi siya natatry. So.
So
what got you buzzing this week, Drew?
One of my good friends, Bench, let us play Feast for Odin.
Fist for Odin. Yes.
Feast for Odin. Not a fist.
Be careful.
Party.
Feast.
Banquet.
Played it. It's I know that a lot of people are pretty high on this game.
Mm-hmm.
I liked it. The only part that I probably didn't like was there wasn't a lot of feasting. the food part. Yeah.
Maybe it's a metaphorical feasting, like feasting on the blood of my enemy.
It happens every end of the round.
For
a feast for the Vikings.
Yes. Ah, okay.
Or maybe it's just because of how I play.
Goes to show I don't know what the game is about.
Yeah, playing that one. But yeah, I like that game. Maybe I'll try another Nordic Norse
Viking game.
Blood Rage is
Blood Rage.
My favorite.
Drew doesn't like Blood Rage. Condemn him in the comments.
No.
Eric Lang fans, you know what to do.
That's not true. Godfather.
Wala para lang record to.
What got me buzzing?
It's not really directly related to board games, right? Mm-hmm. But if you'll check out yung last episode namin, I mentioned there, it's a news namin about Dune, right? It's being pre-sold right now. So what got me buzz is I got all the hype with Dune, no? Because there's a movie coming out, there's a board game coming out. So I started searching about Dune and I found this mod for Civilization 4.
It's a
PC game. And the mod is called Dune Wars Revival. So it's an old mod from I think 2007, 2006 that some guy revived around 2015. So the latest release is 2016, but it's pretty stable. So I've been playing that, immersing myself last few days. It reminded me of that game, for you listeners out there who are aware or familiar with the game called Dune 2 and Dune 2000 and Battle for Dune. So those are real-time strategy games from the early 90s to the early 2000s. So So yeah, that's what got me buzzing, and it's really I'm really looking forward to playing the board game when it comes out. And I've actually been thinking of reading through the book again.
I would join you with that one, yeah. But only the audiobook.
Yes, the audiobook works. Didn't really have that back then, so but, I might try the audiobook as well. Yeah.
6 books, pala siya, FYI for everyone that hasn't read it. I'm planning to read it as well. Time lang talaga ang
kalas. Yeah, been influencing from.
Yes, I've been influencing them, guys. I've actually been asking or telling them then to try them on the Civ 4 because they played in Civilization. I think 5, Drew, or you played 5, and Ivan played 6. So I've been playing Civilization since I was, in grade 3? So when I was, when I found that, I said, oh shit, this is like,
like
a gold mine.
Maybe in a future episode, we'll do a run of our most favorite Civilization games.
Not through the ages, spoilers.
No.
Which we haven't played, by the way. We have a copy.
We're hating on it already, and we haven't played it.
We have a copy, we just haven't found, an extra 3 days of our lives. We'll play it eventually.
That's it. That's what got us buzzing this week. If you like this episode, they want to share something to us, and if you want to check previous episodes as well, you can check us out on Facebook and Twitter at Cardboard Buzz. And our episodes are up on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and all your favorite podcast platforms. And
we're also gonna try and see if we can get it up on YouTube for those who
love
YouTube.
Yes, for the newest episodes, at least for the next 3, I guess, we'll try to put it up on YouTube.
We are now YouTubers.
Yeah. Make sure to subscribe. But yes. Final thoughts, anything else to share?
Continue playing. Try to see if you can invite new people. Check it out on YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
Dice Tower, you're on notice.
Coming after. So the topic, going back to the topic lang, mm-hmm. final words. So I guess part of the reason why most of the games that I know that we lose or we don't win it are games that we actually like playing. It's just because we play it for the love of the game.
Yes.
We don't really play it to win. And parang winning is just like a consolation.
Yeah. That's nice. Yeah, I don't think there are people that... I mean, maybe there are. Pero I don't think there's... I think there's less people na... I keep winning this game. I want to play it again.
Right.
Yeah. I guess you would want to play a game more because you're losing.
Yeah.
I guess that speaks to... gaming in general.
Yeah.
But yes, thank you once again, and till next time,
cheers!